is Life is Positive.
Today's episode is sponsored by H&M. Discover the latest trends at unbeatable prices with H&M. Whether you're looking for chic summer dresses, stylish workwear, or casual essentials, H&M has it all. Visit your nearest H&M store or shop online at hm.com. Fashion and quality at the best price, only at H&M.
Welcome to Power Talks. This is the podcast where we dig into powerful quotes, ideas, and insights that can really transform your life. Today, we're diving into a quote by Thomas Jefferson that's inspired many to rethink the concept of luck and hard work. The quote is, "I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it." Thomas Jefferson, for those who might not know, was the third president of the United States and the principal author of the Declaration of Independence. He was a big deal in America's early development, pushing for democracy, individual rights, and religious freedom. He even founded the University of Virginia. Besides politics, Jefferson was a jack of all trades, an architect, inventor, and philosopher. Now, let's dive into his quote. "I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it." On the surface, this quote seems like a paradox. We usually think of luck as random chance, something that just happens, while hard work is all about what we actively do. So, how do these two ideas connect? Let's break it down. First, let's talk about luck. Many people see luck as a mysterious force that gives some people fortune and others misfortunes without any clear reason. But is that really all there is to it? In reality, what we often call luck is influenced by the actions we take and the choices we make. It's about being in the right place at the right time, sure, but also about recognizing and seizing opportunities when they come up. This is where hard work comes in. Think of it like a farmer planting seeds. The more seeds you plant and the more you take care of them, the better your chances of a good harvest. In life, the more effort you put into your goals, the more seeds you plant. Each of these seeds represents an opportunity, a bit of potential luck waiting to happen. Now, let's consider the idea that hard work attracts luck. When you work hard, you're not just increasing your chances of success by the sheer volume of effort. You're also honing your skills, expanding your network, and building resilience. These factors make you more likely to spot and grab opportunities that others might miss. Take J.K. Rowling, for example. Before Harry Potter became a global phenomenon, she faced countless rejections from publishers. But she kept working on her manuscripts, and despite the setbacks, she persisted. Her hard work and perseverance eventually led to her being discovered and published. Was it pure luck? Or was it her relentless hard work that set the stage for her success? This brings us to another important point: mindset. Believing in luck doesn't mean just sitting back and waiting for good things to happen. It means keeping a positive outlook, staying open to possibilities, and being ready to act when opportunities come your way. Hard work and a proactive attitude can create a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy where you're ready to seize the luck that comes your way. Thomas Jefferson's quote reminds us that luck isn't totally out of our control. By working hard and staying proactive, we can create our own luck and boost our chances of success. So, next time you're tempted to chalk someone's success up to luck, remember that it's often the result of a lot of unseen hard work. And if you ever feel unlucky, ask yourself if there's more you could be doing to plant those seeds of opportunity. Thanks for tuning into Power Talks. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Stay tuned for more powerful insights and inspiring quotes in our next episode. Until then, keep working hard and believe in your own luck. You are listening to Life is Positive, and this has been Power Talks.
Life is positive. Our passion is flipping the script on all the negativity we face in life, helping to get you motivated, recharging your spirit, and boosting your mood. supplying you with the media, the tools, and the programs to help you live a more meaningful, connected, and vital life. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review, and leave us a comment. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on the website at lifeispositive.com. Remember, happiness is not by chance, but by choice. See you next time on Life is Positive.